Colossians chapter 3, please turn there. Colossians chapter 3, I want to really focus this morning on this text here in Colossians 3 to help us as we begin thinking about this theme, a place to belong. And Colossians is a great book. It's very helpful. It talks about our position in Christ and how we should think correctly about that. At the beginning of chapter 3, it says, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. So we have been raised up with Christ. He has accomplished this wonderful work in our lives, something we cannot do, we did not participate in. He worked on our behalf, and he accomplished the price of redemption through his death on the cross. And then verse 5 and following, it talks about really helping us put off the old man and put on the new man. Verse 9 says, do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have, in verse 10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. And so we have the privilege to be able to put on our new man and live in light of the position that we have in Christ. And we are being renewed along those lines. In verse 11 is where I really want to start focusing. It says, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, both Christ is all and in all. What we have in this idea of belonging is that we have been adopted into God's family. We belong to God. And because we belong to God, the power of the gospel changes all of our relationships. All of the distinctions that are earthbound are done away with. The categories of people that divide so freely. Because of the power of the gospel, those divisions are abolished. We don't have to live divided as a people. We don't have to live that way anymore. We have the opportunity in Christ to be a united people. There is no distinction between all of these categories that man tends to put up and it tends to divide. So just a few things for us to consider this morning. We belong because of the power of the gospel. This renewal that is taking place, it abolishes all of the earthly distinctions. Because I am in Christ, I belong. Because I am in Christ, I fit. I have a place. I have a home. And that home is made up of people who are very, very different. We have the national distinction, Greek and Jew. I spent the last several days saturated in a Jewish environment. Yes, there were Gentiles all around. I'm a Gentile. We were there, many of us as Gentiles, visiting this land of the land of the Jews. And still today, there is a sharp distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. And I was speaking with one man who owned a shop one evening as we were waiting for a taxi. And I was asking him if he enjoyed living in Jerusalem. And he said, no, it's awful. He said, it's so divided. With the different national groups that are here and the different religious groups that are here, it's just one division after the other, and everybody's fighting, and no one gets along. See, the power of the gospel changes all that. We don't have to look at people from a nationalistic perspective or a culturally perspective, any of the ways that are described here, religious perspective, the barbarians, those who would be socially free man or slave. We don't have to view people anymore through those lenses. We view them through the power of the gospel that God has changed us, and all the distinctions, they go away. So we belong because of the power of the gospel. Christ unifies. Christ is all the new man needs. And in him, we can have great relationships with people who are very, very different than us. I was thinking about this and just what I would say this morning. And you know, we have to admit we're all a little bit weird, right? I mean, seriously, we're all just a little off. And sometimes you get in a group of people and you're like, ooh, that person's a little off. You know what? We have to be really careful because I think we all are. And we all have blind spots. And we all think we're better than we really are. And because of the power of the gospel, we don't have to view people through a dividing lens that really is a very earthbound perspective. In Christ, we are new creatures. And yeah, we're still a little weird about some of our interests and our personalities and things like that, but we can be one. Christ gave us a position that permeates all of the relations of life. There is no more a distinction, but Christ is all. When Christ is all, our relationships are really, really good. And there's no more distinctions. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, it says, neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong because of the power of the gospel. You belong, you fit. So you may come week after week and you're tempted to think thoughts that the evil one would love for you to believe. I don't know if I fit here. I don't know where I fit. I'm lonely. I don't know who I have. Let me encourage you to let the scriptures renew your mind. You absolutely fit. You belong. And you belong not because of who you are or where you've come from or what experience you have or what education you have or how much success you've had. You belong because you are in Christ Jesus. When Christ is all, we fit. We belong. And that's a gift. And it's my prayer this year that as the family of Calvary Baptist Church grows in this idea that we appreciate more and more what God has given us here. And because it is such a gift, we then move on that gift and we really lean into people. Instead of living lives that are isolated and we show up here once or twice a week, whatever it is, and we interact with 5 to 10 people or maybe even 30 to 40 perhaps, but we actually grow in our belonging. We strive to lean into people and their lives and really help and encourage. As I say regularly, community takes commitment. Will you believe what's true, that you actually fit, that you belong? Will you believe that and then act on it and then follow through and love people and really help them understand that same idea? We are here together in this season of life in God's sovereign plan. And the distinctions that the evil one would love for us to remember and really operate by, they're gone. The gospel power is greater because Christ is all. And when Christ is all, there is unity. So we must, as we begin this year and understanding this idea that we belong, we must understand it's because of the power of the gospel. Number two, I would suggest we belong because of the saving work of God. We belong because of the saving work of God. Let's go back in the text, if you would, in verse 12. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. We have been called into one body. There is unity here by the Spirit of God. And that happened when you personally experienced the saving work of God. When you personally came to understand that you were a sinner separated from God because of His holiness and your depravity. When you understood that there was a separation there, and that separation, that gap, could not be taken care of on any effort of your own. But it was only looking to the one Messiah, Jesus, who saves and who could take care of that sin problem that you have. And so when you look to Him for that salvation, for the hope of the cure, then He adopted you into His family. You belong because of the saving work of God. Nothing that you do, I love how Cookie put that. That it's not our efforts on a daily basis that really reveal His acceptance to us. We are accepted. We belong. Not because of our efforts, but because of the saving work of Christ. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God is a God of love, and this text says that we were chosen of God. That is a privilege, my friend. You are one of God's chosen ones. As I was traveling around, it just the recurring thought over and over that God, starting in the very beginning of our tour, that God loved that land. It tells us in the book of Deuteronomy that God loved that land, and He loved the people who He would give that land to. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 through 8 says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." That is amazing that God chose the Jewish people of all the peoples in the world. He set His electing love upon them. Well, this text tells us why. It's not what we would think. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than all the peoples. For you were the fewest of all the peoples, but because the Lord loved you. God chose the people of Israel to set His affection upon and to give them a land that would allow them to prosper, and He would provide. So where do we fit? Where do we fit? Well, thankfully, when Christ came, He offered salvation not only to the Jews, but He also offered salvation to those who were outside of God's people at the time. John chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus is talking. He says, "I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with the shepherd." The blessing that we have as Gentiles is that God did not leave us outside of His love and care, but He offered salvation to us as well. Romans tells us in verse 11, "But if some of the branches were broken off," speaking of Israel, "and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them and became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you." This description, this illustration that the people of Israel would understand so well, they're olive trees everywhere you go. huge part of the culture and really the time to harvest there. And you can graft in part of an olive tree and you can cause it to fit, to belong as if it was there. And I saw trees that were hundreds of years old in the Garden of Gethsemane, or at least the general area. There are multiple olive trees all throughout there. And you can see where they have grafted in tree branches and the tree is now flourishing. And that's what God did for us. He allowed us as a people who were outside of the Jewish community to then understand and be given the gift of salvation. And he grafted us in. And so this says, don't be arrogant, because it's not about you. It's about the root. Christ has done this. The saving work of Christ has allowed you to belong. And it tells us that we were chosen of God. What a blessing that is. It also tells us that we are holy. This idea of holiness is the idea of to be set apart. If you look over at Colossians chapter 1, just quickly, Colossians chapter 1 in verse 20. This is a great, beautiful description of salvation. In verse 20 it says, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. That's the saving work of God. We were once alienated away. We were hostile in our minds to our Creator. And God brought us back. And he made us and he reconciled us through his blood on the cross. And we are now blameless and beyond reproach. That's how God views us today. Holy in his eyes. When he sees us today, he sees the righteousness of Christ. So yes, all of the mistakes and the foolish choices and the sinful desires that then moved into actions, they all are really given and taken care of through the blood of Christ. And we have been redeemed and we have been reconciled and we are now holy. This is a gift. This is nothing that we deserved or earned. This is God's grace to us. So we belong because of the saving work of God. In Acts chapter 10, we have the first, what most people would say is the first Gentile convert. In Acts chapter 8, you have the Ethiopian eunuch, so there's some, you know, thoughts along those lines. But we have the story of Cornelius. And Peter has been given this vision of food, and he's you know, not necessarily understanding everything that's going on. But really, it's God's communicating to him, you know what? Salvation is for the Gentiles as well. And the scripture tells us that there was this man, Cornelius, that was in Caesarea. And so this man was wanting to see him, and so Peter went up there. And I sat in Caesarea. And I thought about this idea of God reconciling this man, Cornelius. He was one of the first Gentile converts that Peter proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ in a Roman city full of all kinds of other worship to other gods. King Herod had a palace there that really jetted into the ocean. It's a beautiful place. And of this whole city, there was one man that Peter went up to, and God, the Spirit of God, was working in Cornelius' life, and Peter preached the gospel, and this man was gloriously converted. And from that point, out went the gospel to all the Gentiles, and here we are today in America, in Simpsonville, South Carolina, meeting as God's people olive branches that were once outside of the tree, and yet we've been grafted in, and we've been given this glorious gift of the saving work of God, that he chose us, and Ephesians tells us he chose us before the foundation of the world. This was always his plan. We belong because of the power of the gospel that really, it takes all the distinctions and abolishes them. And we belong because of the saving work of God, God and God alone by his grace. Nothing that we have done, the last word that I think describes it beautifully, we are beloved. We are beloved. We are objects of God's matchless love. Think about that this morning. You are loved because God is perfect in his love. We are a chosen people. We are a holy people. And we are a loved people. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 says, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you, the creator of the universe, has made you the object of his love. That is tremendous news today. That is wonderful news. And this was always in his thought before the foundation of the world. And Romans 8 tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. You are beloved. You fit. You belong. Why? Because of God's great love. So this year, as we think about this theme, a place to belong, our church, let us be a people that rejoices in the gift that we have. We belong because of the power of the gospel. It changes everything because Christ is all. And we belong because of the saving work of God. He has accomplished everything that we could not do. And he has made us part of his family. And the third thing I would like us to just consider, we belong together. We belong together because of the grace that is supplied by God. You know, the evil one would love for us to believe that we should not fit, that we don't belong. That, you know what, there's something better. Maybe I should just isolate myself. As I mentioned those statistics and those realities of the epidemic in our country today, don't believe the idea that it was better just to be by yourself. Satan would love for you to believe that. He wants me to believe that. He wants husbands to believe that it would be better without their wives and without their children. And he wants moms to believe that. He wants children to believe that it would be better without mom and dad. He wants to tear everyone apart. That's his desire. He's a destroyer. He wants to destroy the unity that is given here by the Spirit of God. He would love to destroy Calvary in 2019. That would be his greatest desire for us, that we become divided and that we lose sight of the gospel and we start fighting about things that don't matter. He would love that. But my friend, don't allow it in your life. Don't allow the lies of the evil one to cloud your judgment and your thinking. Renew your mind with truth. Keep preaching the gospel to yourself. I fit. I belong. God accepts me. I'm holy. I'm chosen by him. I am beloved. I fit in Christ and I fit in his family. Don't let anything tear us apart. Let's live in light of what we know. We belong together because God is supplying grace on a daily basis. And if we will just rely on that grace, and sometimes we do and many times we don't, but the grace is there. The grace is there for us to get along, to be unified in our homes, in our church. The grace is available. And when we rely on the grace that God gives us, that is supplied, look back at what happens in our lives. We can actually put on the virtues that represent Christ. We can put on a heart of compassion. We can put on a heart of kindness towards one another. We can put on a heart of humility. Humility was not something that was respected. In fact, it was something that was really put away, that you were supposed to have a great self-image. And Jesus came and turned that whole thing upside down. And he said, no, it's better to be a servant. Gentleness and patience. These things, these virtues that are representative of the new man. And he just told us in verse 10 that we should be putting on the new man, right? That's renewing us. If we will rely on his grace, these things will come out. And in spite of our sin and how we hurt each other in verse 13, we can actually be patient. We can forgive each other. And it says, not because of who we are, but because of how the Lord forgave. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. So we keep getting dressed in righteousness. We keep putting on the virtues. Every time we're together, we go through the process of putting on the righteousness and the attributes and virtues that represent the new man. So we come together and we're gentle and we're kind and we're loving and we're forgiving and we're patient. And with this, we have this bond of unity, which is love, which is representative of our Savior. We belong together. Don't believe otherwise. We belong together because of the power of the gospel that has abolished all the distinctions and the saving work of God that allows us to be a part of this, not based on anything that we have done, but because of what he has done. And as we are together, his grace is available. And when we rely on it, these wonderful things come out. In verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful. Brother and sister in Christ, let the peace of Christ rule and reign in your hearts, in our relationships. We were called to this. We were called to be one. We were called to be unified. Let's live in light of our calling. And as we experience belonging, fellowship, community, real relationships, care, help. As we experience all these things, we're thankful. We're thankful because we understand it's not of us. It's completely our wonderful, glorious God. It's all him. So this morning, my friend, we look at 2019. I want you personally, I want you to think about this. I belong. I fit. I fit in God's family. I am in Christ. I'm chosen. I'm holy. I'm beloved. I belong. And because you belong to Him, we belong together. We belong together. And I understand God moves people and transitions people. I understand all that. But as a church family, we fit. As quirky and weird, strange maybe, as broken as we are, we fit. Don't let the evil one tell you otherwise. If you're lonely, believe the scripture. He will never leave you, and He will never forsake you. And you fit in God's family. And we're here for you. And we're going to stay here for you. And we're going to help each other. And we're not going to quit. And we're going to live life relying on His grace so that we can be a place that displays the unity of our great God that's found in the Trinity, and we display it as God's family. A place to belong. If you're in Christ, you've found it. If you're in Christ, you've found it. Would you bow together as we close? I would like you just to, the end of verse 15, it says, be thankful. Would you just express thanks to our glorious God for giving you a place to belong? Thank Him. Thank Him for the saving grace, the work that He has done in your life. And thank Him that you've been adopted into His family and you belong in His church. In light of that, commit to relying on His grace to live it out well, with kindness and gentleness, patience, forgiveness, letting the peace of Christ rule because we are one.